Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. We have new details on a shootout involving two Metro police officers at a Dickerson Pike hotel yesterday afternoon. Two officers from the East Precinct arrived at Royal Inn after a stolen car was found in the lot. The hotel told officers that the people who had been in the vehicle were in a room on the first floor. According to a release from MNPD, officers knocked for several minutes and then opened the door. They say two people walked out and were detained, but a third person, 51-year-old Christopher Whitaker, barricaded himself in the bathroom. Body camera footage shows officers with guns drawn, commanding him to come out with his hands up multiple times. Police say Whitaker began shooting from the bathroom. Dozens of shots are heard in the footage. Both officers are seen taking cover. The police statement says both officers returned fire. Nobody was hit in the shootout. Whitaker eventually came out of the hotel room unarmed, laid down on the sidewalk, and was taken into custody. MNPD says it's charging Whitaker with four counts of aggravated assault of an officer, along with other charges. The department's cold case unit will investigate the shooting. Fox 17 reports the department is not asking the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation to look into the incident since nobody was injured. Nashville musician Hannah Cole had a difficult choice to make in her time at Belmont. She had to pick between commercial music, which might make more money, or choosing the artist's path and releasing a personal album. She chose the artist's path, and it's paying off. She recently opened for alternative rock band Silver Sun Pickups. Their lead singer, Brian Aubert, said that she blew the band away when she hit the stage.
All you got to do with people like that is get them in front of people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you put them in front of people or they hear it, that's it.
Hannah Cole's debut album, Switchbacks, is out today. Belmont University is partnering with state community colleges to create a new pathway for aspiring teachers. Students earning their associate degree in education can soon continue their studies at Belmont's four-year education programs. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.